Welcome to News You Could Use. I'm Dean Piercy, and with me today is our director and division chair of our fine arts department here at Northern Oklahoma College, Mr. Eddie Dixon.
Hey.
Eddie, we've got a lot of stuff going on in our musical theater department and the whole fine arts department,
right,
for that
matter.
So kind of give us a rundown of some of the stuff that people can come hear, come see.
Yeah, so we got, we're booked up. So first up, coming up soon, is we got garden concerts every Thursday in September. So we've already done Disney. We're about to do Broadway. And then next Thursday is Classic Hits. So you'll see some NOC Fine Arts faculty and some students, roustabouts and performers, singing in the garden at LA Can Garden in Ponca City. And then on the 23rd, we open Eurydice, which is the fall play. Mm-hmm. It's being directed by this fabulous New York director who's just moved back to be home, named Emily Parman. And it's the story of Eurydice is Orpheus from Greek myth, but it's a modern retelling of this Greek myth. Orpheus is the guy with the lute who could like charm anybody to tears with the music.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And his wife dies and goes to the underworld, and he goes and, because he's so great at music, he charms Hades into letting her come back with him. Anyway, it's like a modern retelling. So it's not like, a Greek play. It's got that as the basic subject matter. And then they've kind of a modern retelling of it.
Okay. And then something that's coming up in October.
Yeah. In October. Well, it's kind of fine arts adjacent is the Miss NOC pageant. It happens in our building, and it includes a lot of our kids, and Shannon Varner is the director of it, and IMC. That's on October the 26th. And then 2 days later is our big Halloween spooktacular. We like to do it on Halloween, but Halloween is on a Sunday this year. So we put it in the middle of the week. You'll see fun and games and costumes and pop music. Like, when I say pop, I mean like movies and
yeah, I've
like
been
that.
To a couple of the concerts, and what I really thought was fun is the performers on stage are in costume too. And then you encourage the audience to show up
in
costume.
And usually we have contests about, best costume, or the audience, votes with their clapping or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's a great time, and everybody enjoys it. Even if you don't like, classical music, it's jazz music, but it's also, like we're doing themes from Batman, Star Wars, and just movie themes and pop music stuff, Scooby-Doo and stuff like that. So anybody would really enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Plus you get to see people acting like a fool and dressed up silly in costumes. So.
I will never forget Chad Anderson walking out dressed as Dorothy. It's my favorite.
Right. I'm trying to scrub that out of my brain. It's kind of hard. Speaking of Chad, he directs our musical, and that opens on November the 11th, runs 11 through 14. That's Legally Blonde this year. So it's a musical based off the movie with Reese Witherspoon made into a musical. It's hilarious and has all the same kind of like silly college notes in it, where they're being anyway, you watch the movie. It's a hilarious version of the movie. And then getting close to the end of the semester, we have November the 30th is our big Christmas gala concert with our band, our Madrigals, and our choir all singing in one big concert. That's at KPAC on November the 30th. And then our final thing is our honors recital. That's where all of our individual solo performers, we take the best of the best from throughout the semester, because we have, they perform for the teachers and other students. And then we take the best of those, and we have an honors recital, and that is on December the 7th. And that brings us into Christmas.
Wow. There's a lot going on.
There's something going on almost every week, if you're really interested. And then the big stuff happens every couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know folks from all over drive over to NOC and Tonkawa to see these things and enjoy them and love having the community get involved.
We do. We love it. Like our musicals tend to draw pretty good crowds. Our plays don't pull as many people, but they're just as high quality. It's just, the audience for plays are not as high. But I figured if we can get the word out, then we'll hopefully we can get some more people in, because it is really something to, it's the plays are really spectacular. So they're just not the name recognition. Musicals have this name recognition thing. So people come to watch, I've heard of Legally Blonde. I have not heard of Eurydice, but still you won't be disappointed by what you see. Especially if you like drama, you like
plays. And the students do fabulous jobs.
Oh yeah.
They really work
just as hard, if not harder, when in these, and it's always nice to have people in the audience who appreciate it and give them feedback. So that's
all right.
Hopefully we get everybody out.
That sounds great. I'm excited, because I had not seen the list, and I made notes for myself, and I'm like, I'm running out of room on the paper.
Right. So, and I even tell you everything. And that's just the stuff mostly happening inside our building. If we, you know, our kids are involved all over the community. You'll see them at the Ponca Playhouse. You'll see them at the Ponca Theater. You see them all over the place working. We're going, you know, we're at the fair. There's also, so we're all over the place. That's just the stuff happening here. Our kids are running all over. I mean, listen, if you want a good rounded education in musical theater or in music in general, NOC is the place to be. We'll put you to work the whole semester. So.
Sounds great.
Just got to keep him going to class.
Eddie Dixon, Division Chair and Director of the Fine Arts Program here at Northern Oklahoma College. We appreciate you being here.
Hey, thanks for having us.
That's news you can use from Northern Oklahoma College.